Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Fiona Apple's new album called The Idler Wheel is Wiser Than the Driver of the Screw, and Whipping Cords Will Serve You More Than Ropes Will Ever Do. Yes, that's the title. It's her first album in 5 years, and Ken says the frequently stripped-down sound is a backdrop for her thoughts about the complications of love.
Every single night, I endure the flight of little wings of white flame, butterflies in my brain. These ideas of mine percolate the mind, trickle down the spine, swarm the belly, swelling to a blaze. That's where the pain comes in, like a second skeleton trying to fit beneath the skin. I can't fit the feelings in.
These ideas of mine percolate the mind, Fiona Apple sings on Every Single Night, the song that opens her album, The Idler Wheel is Wiser Than the Driver of the Screw, and Whipping Cords Will Serve You More Than Ropes Will Ever Do. Some people are going to listen to the entire album and come away with the feeling that the percolation in Apple's mind has bubbled over like a coffee pot left too long on a stove. But for me, and perhaps for you, Apple's bubbling thoughts, words, and music are thrilling. Eager and direct, heedless about being judged or misunderstood.
My cheeks were reflecting the longest wavelength. My fan was folded up and grazing my forehead. And I kept touching my
The Idler Wheel is primarily a collaboration between Apple and percussionist co-producer Charlie Drayton. The clattering sounds that form the spine of many melodies here are made by everything from drums to pebbles tossed down a garbage chute. The contrast between Apple's moist, enveloping confessional lyrics and the dry, sometimes harsh music is often a wonderfully stark, dramatic one.
You didn't see my Valentine. I sent it via pantomime while you were watching someone else. I stared at you and cut myself. It's all I'll do, 'cause I'm not free. A fugitive too dull to flee. I'm amorous but out of reach. There's still life drawing of a peach. I'm a tulip in a cup.
One gets the idea that socializing with Ms. Apple is no small commitment. As the vehement piano playing and vocal on that song Valentine suggest, when she's on your side, she can be a tad obsessive. That's part of what I take away from a chorus that goes, I root for you, I love you, 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 you. And sharing a meal might become quite the endurance test when she reveals, quote, I made it to a dinner date, my teardrops seasoned every plate. I mean it as a compliment to say that Apple is working in the literary tradition of the difficult woman, closing in on Virginia Woolf and already superior to Sylvia Plath. Apple's achievement is to both indulge in melodrama and to isolate the hard truths behind her extravagant emotions. I was never, not for a moment, put off by Apple's constant fingering of her feelings, because she describes them with such vigorous music and in such rigorous rhyme.
Throw good parties there, those peripheral idiots always have a bite to bear. Bear it if you can, if you really want to.
go to the periphery.
The vocals on The Idler Wheel demonstrate a striking range, from jazzy croon to blues howl to pop conversational. It's a measure of Apple's artistry that she has labored so intensively to give the sustained impression that she's alone in a room. She's listening to the sounds in her head, describing them and the images and emotions they inspire as she listens along with us. As intense as she is, she's awfully good company.